You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll hear from two of the original founders of American Players Theater about how Shakespeare changed their lives. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
There's a door on Menominee's Wilson Place Mansion that's more than just a door. As part of our ongoing look at the objects that tell Wisconsin's story, Jim Bryan tells us about the social responsibility, craftsmanship, and educational innovation behind that door.
I've been teaching history of design at UW-Stout for several years now and take my students to Wilson Place Mansion as a field trip. And since I'd first been there, had heard the story that it was crafted by students at the Stout Institute, which is now UW-Stout, as a gift to Senator Stout and his family, and that intrigued me. It's a large wooden door that looks very medieval. One of my colleagues said it should be on the set of The Hobbit. We can't prove definitively who made the door. There's not a signature, there's not a receipt, but I really think it's the work of Thomas F. Googerty, who taught summer school at the Stout Institute and was well known not just in the Midwest, but around the country in arts and crafts circles in the late 1800s, early 1900s. James Huff Stout was, the second generation of owners of Knapp Stout and Company, which was an enormous lumber concern. According to some sources, it was the single largest white pine lumbering operation in the world in its heyday. But as 1900 approached, it was really obvious that there wasn't a lot of timber left to harvest in this part of Wisconsin. And I think Stout felt a sense of responsibility towards his community to help prepare for the future. And I think that he saw innovative educational programs as a way to do that. They were very much interested in practical vocational skill sets, in students acquiring technical expertise to get jobs done, but they were also very interested in developing students' intellectual capacities. They made it very clear that developing technical skills and handicraft abilities involved intellectual development. So they were always connecting those two ideas. The door, it's significant evidence of people who have a sense of social responsibility making an investment in innovative programs meant to uplift the community, and then the community responding with appreciation. I will say that nowadays, many people seem to take a much more narrow philosophy as to what education is about. Many people conceive of education as simply vocational preparation and the acquisition of technical skill sets that employers are going to desire in employees. And James Huff Stout certainly understood that all of that was necessary, but he also believed that there was an aspect of enrichment and personal development that was essential.
This story was part of Wisconsin 101, a collaborative project to explore Wisconsin's history through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
The Wilson Place door also showcases wrought iron features that required the work of a skilled blacksmith. Joining us now to talk about blacksmithing is Dan Nauman. He's the owner of Bighorn Forge Incorporated and editor of the Artist Blacksmiths Association of North America magazines, The Hammer's Blow and The Anvil's Ring. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Veronica.
Well, can you first tell us how you got into blacksmithing?
Well, back in 1979, I took a class at a blacksmith shop in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, at the Cedar Creek Settlement. It was right next to the winery there, and the fellas there liked the way I swung the hammer, and they asked me to stay on, and so I worked there in exchange for knowledge, not so much for cash money, but built a shop in my folks' backyard, and took workshops specifically from a man by the name of Francis Whitaker out in Carbondale, Colorado, and he really set the stage for me to learn and produce architectural metal. And so in 1993, I quit my day job and went full-time into forging.
What is it about blacksmithing that you love now that this is your full-time job?
Well, the I guess first and foremost, it's you can make things from scratch, and I enjoy the immediacy of the material. It's very much like clay, as it's hit with the hammer, manipulated with the hammer, and the array of styles is limitless. It's all based on classic design and basically your mind, as well as you know, where you can push the boundaries of metal. And in today's world, you know, pushing the boundaries is being done more and more in this country and worldwide.
Are the same methods being used today that, you know, we think of with blacksmithing, you know, centuries ago?
Absolutely. And but in addition to that, there is modern technology mixed in. But we still primarily use the hammer, the forge to get the metal hot, and the anvil. And so it's the hand aspect that draws many into the trade. And from there, it's basically up to you to where you can go with it.
I understand you've been commissioned to do some historical restoration work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have been fortunate to restore and reproduce work of the famed Austrian-born blacksmith Cyril Kulnick, who came to this country in 1893. And rumor has it, or legend has it, that Captain Frederick Pabst asked him to come to Milwaukee. And he's perhaps one of the finest blacksmiths that ever lived. And so I've restored and reproduced works at the Captain Frederick Pabst Mansion, for the Herman Eline Mansion, and other places in and around Milwaukee.
And just briefly, it sounds like you're not alone. You teach classes. Is there a resurgence of interest in blacksmithing?
Yeah, in 1973, the Artist Blacksmith Association of North America was formed, and they're about 5,000 strong. You can find out more about them at www.abana.org. That's ABANA.org. And there's also a British Blacksmithing Association that started in 1978. So, yeah, it's pretty widespread worldwide now.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
That was Dan Nauman, the owner of Bighorn Forge Incorporated. Coming up, two lifelong Shakespeare lovers look back at how the Bard has influenced their life with their new play, The Pleasure of His Company. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.